You guys get a kick at all out of how much everything's, like with the Welker thing, how everything's so dissected, every little piece of your offense. I mean, from the outside, I mean, media and the fans and everybody else, everybody's talking about, why is he not being used? Why is this guy being used? You guys...
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You just can't worry about it. We just come in every day, and we just got to do our own job. And we got to study, go in the film room, go out and practice, not worry about a thing, and just do your own job. Practice hard as you can, get in the weight room, get in the film room, go out there and apply what you are doing out in practice. So that's all you got to focus on, and just block everything else out.
This offense really hit the ground running last season. It hasn't done quite as well so far this season. Why do you think there's a difference?
I mean, we're just going out there. We're trying to execute every time, every game. And right now, this week, we just got to prepare hard as we can. We just got to prepare for the Ravens. And I'm not trying to find any answers and compare to any other year. I mean, this is a new year, and it's a new week. And we just put everything in the past, and we just got to focus on the Ravens now.
Rob, how do you anticipate your role changing, if at all, with Aaron on the sideline?
I mean, not really. Whatever the coaches want me to do, wherever the coaches put me, I'm going to do. If they want me to play a little bit somewhere else, that's fine with me. If they want me to do what exactly I'm doing right now, that's fine with me too. So whatever the coaches have me doing, I'm going to be going out there, and we'll see after this week.
Rob, is there a new guy player that you have to watch for every time? You know, every time you take an offensive snap, you got to see where Reed is.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, they got, it's not just Reed. There's many great players on that team. But you got to be focused on where everyone is and how they play. I mean, he's a great player, and he can cover ground a lot. So got to be aware of where he is, definitely, and not just him, but the whole defense.
Rob, Dion's back, and you have another new tight end. Kellen, yeah. I mean, what's that do for this squad?
It's great. I mean, Dion's a great teammate. Glad to have him back. He's not just a great teammate, but he's a great friend also. So I'm glad to see him back. He's a great player and a great contribution to the team.
The fact that they never cleaned out his locker, did that kind of give you a sign that he might be coming back?
I mean, you take that guess too. So, possibly.
The Ravens make a lot of quick adjustments on defense. How important then is communication for this offense, and how difficult is that on the road?
Well, we're going on the road, and I mean, it's Sunday Night Football. We're going into Baltimore. I mean, we know it's going to be loud, and you got to be focused all week. You got to prepare all week, so you're ready for game time. And we know it's going to be loud, hectic, and we just got to be ready. And that starts today, going into practice, and we got to bring all we do in practice and get everything down and bring it out to the game.
Rob, feelings were going through you on your first primetime game Sunday night.
Oh, man, that was a while ago. I don't even know who it was, but it was his rookie year. But, I mean, it's always crazy feelings, and you're always excited. I mean, not just for any game, any primetime game, but, I mean, you're excited for any game. And primetime, though, you know, it's the spotlight. It's ready to go, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun atmosphere. It's going to be a good time.
What would you tell the rookies?
It's just like any other game, basically. I mean, you just got to go out there and do what you got to do and do what you do.
Rob, jumped in here a little late. Can you talk about bouncing back after last week's performance and what you guys need to do?
We just got to focus on our job, put it in the past, and prepare hard this week. Go out to practice hard, get ready, and focus on the Baltimore Ravens.
Can you talk about Kellen Winslow and what you think he might bring to the equation now that he's here?
I mean, the coaches brought him in. That was all their decision, and any teammate is a teammate of mine, and glad to have him.
How did you end up doing yesterday? I know when we left, you had one of two plays. How did you end up doing yesterday?
I was like 8 for 8 on my first 8, but then I kind of went down from there.
So you didn't win it. You predicted a victory.
Over my teammates, which, yeah, I did.
You beat that, right?
Yep,
That's the primetime games. How hard is it for you to, I don't know, compose yourself all day just kind of waiting for the game that night?
It's hard, but, I mean, we played many night games already, and you just got to be relaxed, patient, and just focusing all day. And then when it comes to game time, that's when you got to be ready.
What do you do leading up to it? How do you watch any of the early games?
Just hang out.
Is that one of those guys that you watch the locker room up because of the same position and everything?
Yeah, definitely. I was in high school, college, and definitely watch many other tight ends out there, so... He's a great player, and it's glad to have him.
What is it about these past Ravens games that makes them so intense?
It's kind of like our rival. I mean, I played them every year since I've been here, and they're a great defense, and they're a great opponent. So it's always just competitive, always close games, and it's always physical. So we got to be out there, and we got to be ready. All righty. Yep.